time for the movie Maven, and I have to find your microphone here, Stephanie. Hang on just a second.
Let me just fill in here. I know that Stephanie is going to fill us in on the new Rocky franchise, Apollo, right? That's what we're looking forward to.
It's one of the best movies
Creed.
Of the year, right?
It's called Creed.
Oh, it's called
I was
Creed.
So
I'm
excited.
Sorry.
When I saw the preview for that movie, you know, it's a kid, he's boxing, and I'm like, it looks like in Philadelphia, the nerve of them making a boxing movie in Philadelphia. And then he's in the gym, and I saw a picture of Apollo on the wall. I'm like, oh, it's a new Rocky, a new generation. I was super excited.
So you haven't seen that?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Right. I don't think it's open yet.
No, it hasn't.
Can't wait.
I haven't missed that. We are going to talk about something pretty much diametrically opposed to that.
Oh, okay.
It's Brooklyn, with Saoirse Ronan playing a lovely Irish lass who has to leave Ireland because there are no jobs and no men and no future for her. And so she's going to move to Brooklyn in the 1950s so she can have a life. She leaves behind her family and all that she knows and moves to New York and is sad and lonely. And it is a beautiful film. I left this film. I was just thinking during the movie, like, I don't want it to end.
Wow.
My heart, my little pea-sized cold heart, has grown to the size of a walnut. It has warmed slightly. It's just gorgeous because what is it? What's about? It's a coming-of-age movie. It is about a young woman falling in love and choosing a direction in life. And it's also about homesickness. And it's a beautiful story about an immigrant and what an immigrant goes through when they leave home and they've got to put down roots someplace else. And it's hard. And then she has to go back and visit home, and she realizes how much she's changed, and she can, you know, you can't go home again. It's just, and it's beautifully shot. It's John Crowley, this Irish director made it. Crowley, I bet they say it. And he made a really fun Irish movie from about a decade ago called Intermission that I liked. And this is completely different. It's just, it looks like a picture postcard from the 50s. It's kind of sepia toned, but not, it doesn't feel sentimental. It doesn't feel sappy somehow, and I think a lot of that is Nick Hornby's screenplay. It is a great screenplay. You've got Jim Broadbent and Saoirse Ronan, who are fantastic actors who don't have a sappy bone in their bodies. And I just love this movie. And if you're thinking, what am I going to do with my mother, with my grandmother, with my girlfriend, this is the perfect answer for Thanksgiving weekend coming up. It is the ideal movie for ladies.
Because it's life. It's sort of happy and melancholy at the same time, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Was it shot in Brooklyn, you know?
It was shot in Brooklyn. It was shot in Ireland. And then, it's got these beautiful Irish seascapes. Mm-hmm. And it transports you completely. And people were so into the movie that there's one part where it seems like the smallest thing in any of the movies. She goes up to her bedroom, she opens the drawer, and there's something in the drawer. It's not a bloody hand or anything. It's just a small thing that makes you think of her life. And the audience actually went, oh! You know, it's just opening a drawer because the audience was so enthralled and pulled into the movie. It's beautiful.
It sounds like you liked it.
I can't believe how gushy I am about this movie, but I don't know what it was. It just hit me the right way, and I am in love with Brooklyn.
Is it open wide?
It's opening. I think it's only opening. I should have looked that up. I never look this up. Jill always does it for me. This is what's wrong with
right,
having you guys.
We don't know.
Jill and Sean always take care of this for me because I never look
it
up.
I thought it was Uptown.
I think it's probably opening up in art cinemas right now. I don't think it's opening wide.
Jim, you look it up. I'm going to ask Stephanie. This is adapted from a book, which is somewhat different from the movie. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's by Colm Tobin, and it's also called Brooklyn. But this isn't the type of thing where you think, yeah, they should make a movie out of this, because the book is about this girl's emotions and what the street looks like and what this moment feels like. And usually movies, if you read a book, it's because you think, that's a great plot and I can see that on screen. Mm-hmm. I don't know who read this and thought we should make a movie out of it, but it works beautifully.
So is it going to be, is it Oscar material?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, completely. Saoirse Ronan definitely is Oscar material because she carries the movie playing Ailish, the young woman. There's so much that that's just her looking around and, you know, and you connecting with her performance. That's important. And then I think it could be a Best Picture contender too. It's really great.
And she was nominated before when she was really young, right? For an Oscar?
Yeah, she was nominated for Atonement when she played that nasty piece of work. She was a nasty thing. She's such a great actress. And another movie that she was fantastic in. He's never going to find this. No. We should just wrap it up. we're talking way too long about Saoirse Ronan here. But another movie I'd recommend starring her is Hannah, where she plays a super spy, and she goes and beats a bunch of people up, and she's fantastic.
Now, who was the key grip on this movie, Stephanie?
I can tell you that The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 is playing everywhere.
Yeah, okay. And Ewan said that's really good.
All right, well, that's good. All right.
He didn't love it as much as I love Brooklyn.
Yeah, clearly. Thank you. That was. I love it when you come in and you give us a movie that you make us all want to go see.
I hope that everyone goes and sees it. Do
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Thank you, Stephanie Curtis.
You're welcome.
Movie Maven, thanks for stopping by. We can't wait for, you know, Creed, but in the meanwhile, Movie Maven is supported by Theaters of Mall of America, presenting Movember Movies, where you can see all your favorite stashes on the big screen, featuring Rocky III, November 25th, along with beer tastings. Info at theatersmoa.com. See, it all comes back to Sly.
It does.